再过两天
，in two more days，
就是我们家的老二离开家到中东去打仗，满整整六个月的时间。
Chris would have gone to the Persian Gulf for 6 months。
非常谢谢弟兄姊妹，在过去这半年的时间，为我们全家的祷告和关心。
I want to thank you all for your prayer support and your caring.
昨天下午，我们收到宋恩从中东打来的电话。
Yesterday afternoon, we received another telephone call from Chris.
他告诉我们说，五月十六号，他要离开沙漠风暴。
He told us by May 16th, he is going to depart from.Desert storm.
五月二十号大概就可以回到家。
Roughly around May 20th, he should be at home.
所以那些天天为我儿子祷告的弟兄姊妹，你的工作也快完成了。
For those of you who has been praying for my son daily, and your task is just about going to be completed.
在过去这半年来，对我们夫妇来讲。
For the last half a year, for my wife and myself,
我们心里面有交托，我们心里面也有祷告。
Indeed, we have prayer and we have support from the Lord.
但是很坦白地说，我们心里面并不是太好受。
Frankly speaking, we are also bothered in our hearts from time to time.
但是我们非常相信有两件事情，我们是十分有把握。
But we firmly believe there are two things.We do have assurances.
在战火中也好，是停战之后也好，我相信对我的儿子来说，他在那边有神给他特别的功课学习。
Whether it's during the war or after the war, I'm sure that the Lord has much for my son to learn.
还没有看到他，不过每一次跟他在电话里面谈话，觉得这个孩子是长大了一点。
Even though I haven't seen him for so long, but each time.When I had the chance to talk to him on the phone, I sure get the feeling that he has grown up more.
因为当兵对我来讲有很特别的意义。
Because to me, in the military service, has special meanings.
我还没有当兵的时候就认识李师母。
I known my wife before I went to the military service when I was younger.
但是在我当兵以前，她跟我是虚以蛇尾，跟我勉强做朋友。
Before I went to the military service, my wife was just a casual friend to me.
当兵回来以后，她突然觉得要刮目相看，她觉得这个年轻人不一样。
There's a certain change of attitude after I have come back from the service because she felt that I have changed.
许多从台湾来的人很讨厌服兵役。
And many of us come from Taiwan may not like that period of time that you have to serve in the military.
我个人对当兵有非常亲切的感受。
But to me, that period of time felt very dearly.
所以我十分的相信，当我的儿子从中东回来的时候，他一定长大很多。
So I firmly believe when my son comes back, and he should have grown up a bit.
另外一件事情，我们夫妇很清楚。
There is another thing that is also very clear to us.
当我们在想念孩子的时候，我们知道一件事情，神的恩典是够我们全家用。
As we miss our son throughout, we also are surely affirmed that his grace is always sufficient for me.
所以在过去这半年的时间里面
，So for this half a year,
我们可以专心的到台北去短宣。
So we can focus our missions to go to northern Thailand.
我们可以专心地投入建新堂的施工。
So we can also focus attentions to this new church building project.
我也特别感谢主，在过去半年的时间里，让我们能够投入教会一一的个人布道的工作。
I also want to thank the Lord for the last 6 months. We have devoted ourselves to individual evangelism or EE explosions.
感谢主，当我看一看我的记录的时候。
Thank the Lord as I look back on what I have done for the 6 months.
在过去半年，透过个人布道的工作，我带了十位弟兄姊妹认识了主耶稣。
Through the EE works, I have brought ten people to come to know the Lord.
不是我把他们带来的，乃是神透过我们 把福音介绍给他们，而他们有机会认识了主。
It surely was not because of me, but because God had worked through me so that 10 of them can come to know the Lord.
所以再一次谢谢弟兄姊妹一直为我们的老二祷告。
So I want to thank you all again for praying for Chris.
我盼望六月第二个礼拜天能够让他有机会在这里跟大家做见证。
I hope on the second Sunday of June that he will have a chance to give a testimony here on this pulpit.
昨天在电话里面我告诉他你六月回来要做见证。
I have already given him a heads up that he is going to give a testimony.
他说那我不回来。
He says, I would rather not to come back then.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父我们在信心里学习交托。
Lord, we learn how to rely on you through faith.
我们在经历里不忘感恩。
Through all these experiences, we will never forget how to be thankful.
天父，我谢谢你。
Father, I want to thank you.
你是我们的避难所。
Yes, indeed, you are our refuge.
你是我们患难中的力量。
You are the strength of our tribulations.
天父，等到 Chris 平安回到我们中间的时候。
Lord, when Chris comes back here peacefully,
我们对他的关心和带祷告一个段落。
And our care and concern to him may have come to a milestone.
但是我们四周还有许多需要关心的肢体。
But indeed, around us, there are so much that need to be cared and to be concerned.
还有许多的朋友需要主的救恩。
Many of our friends, they also need the salvation.
近处有需要，远方也有需要。
There are needs around us, also are needs in the faraway places.
我们想到苏联。
We now think of, for example, Russia.
我们想到巴拿马。
We think of Panama.
我们想到哥斯达黎加。
Like Costa Rica.
主啊，我们也想到孟加拉。
Or like Bangladesh.
主啊，成为他们的避难所。
Lord, please also become their refuge.
主啊，我们除了能够给一点金钱给他们。
In addition to perhaps just to contribute on the monetary matters.
主啊，我们还能够做什么呢？
What else can we do, Lord?
主啊，让我们同心地为他们祷告。
Let us be able to pray for them in unison.
把我们的关怀在我们的四周。
Let our caring, our concern to be spread around us.
把以下的时间恭敬地交在主你手中。
We dedicate our time to you.
向我们说话。
And please speak to us.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
以弗所书里面有两段保罗为教会的祷告。
The two sections of the Ephesians describe about Paul's prayer.
第一段是在第一章十五节到二十三节，我已经在这个地方讲过四次。
The first place is from chapter 1 verses 15 through 23, and I have spent four sermons on that subject.
另一个祷告就是刚才吴牧师带我们所读的第三章十四节到二十一节。
The second prayer is located.In those scriptures we just read, chapter 3, verses 14 through 21.
在这两个祷告的里面，
In these two prayers,
我们不只是看见保罗对教会的心愿，
Not only we see the Paul's desire of his hope of the churches,
我们也看见神对教会的心意的显明。
We also see how the Lord, his will is upon the churches.
因为这两段的祷告里面都提到教会这个词。
Because in both places, Paul had mentioned about churches.
在第一章二十三节提到教会。
In the chapter 1, verses 23, he mentioned about churches.
在刚才我们所读的最后的一节，第三章二十一节也提到教会。
Likewise, in the chapter 3, verses 21, he mentioned about church.
刚才我们已经读完了这一段的经文。
We have read those verses.
今天在我们的节目单里面插了很多很多的不同的资料。
There are much materials included in your handout today.
那我今天特别把一份的讲义，大概从来没有做过，在讲道的时候，主日崇拜的时候发讲义，把这份讲义夹在周报里面。
One of the handouts, as you can find, which we haven't done it before, is the scriptures.
那么这个讲义本身并没有就内容来讲并没有什么特别的地方。
There's nothing added to these scriptures.
那么这个讲义和我们手上的圣经不同，显得特别的地方在哪里呢？
Why is it so special with this handout as compared with your Bible.
因为我们看圣经，为了这个节省它的空间，所以就印成上上下下连在一起的一堆。
The way the Bible is printed, the Bibles you're holding in your hand is all compressed in terms of space.
那么我照着这个圣经的思路，也照着这个圣经它在思想上面的排列，把它另外作为这样的一个不同的这个排列。
As you analyze or you follow the way the thinking would guide you, and I have rearranged it in a, like a computer program.
常常有人问我读经有没有什么秘诀。
Many of you have asked me, is there any secret recipes about reading a Bible?
那么这一份讲义呢，主要就是让大家做一个参考，这是读圣经窍门之一。
This offers some of my secrets of how I would analyze and read a Bible.
很多时候我们把圣经读过去以后，我们有一点不知道他在讲什么东西。
And much of the time after you have read the passage, you are not able to really catch on what the real message is.
当我们把这段经文按照它的思路，按照它的文法来排列的时候，我们比较容易一目了然看见原作者他的心意是什么。
As you're able to analyze it perhaps and rearrange it in the cause and effect manners, and you will begin to understand and appreciate what he's trying to tell you.
所以当我们看这一章讲义的时候，我们就比较能够了解明白这一段经文的真正的意思。
So this handout is meant to help you to understand and analyze these passages.
事实上过去十多年，在我讲道也好，领查经也好，第一个步骤在我准备的时候一定是先抄一段这一段的经文。
For the last 15-20 years, regardless of how the purpose was for, whenever I'm reading a passage, the first thing I do is to copy it once.
当我们打开这个讲义的时候，很清楚地看到保罗的祷告是从16节开始的。
And clearly from these passages, you realize his prayer starts at verse 16.
他的祷告是停到19节。
And his prayer stops at verse 19.
便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们，他的祷告就停到那里。
So that you might be filled to the measure of the fullness of a God, that's the end of his prayer.
从二十节到二十一节呢，
yet verses 20 to 21
是指到他祷告里面的一段祝福。
That indicates the portion that is benediction, part of his prayer.
当我们看英文的时候，很清楚地看到二十节第二行有个 to him，二十一节也有一个 to him， 所以换句话说，二十节、二十一节主要是提到这位他所称颂、所侍奉的这位主说的。
Especially in an English version, it becomes very clear because in both verse 20 and 21, it's mentioned to him. Him means the Lord himself.
所以十六节到十九节是祈求，是 supplication。
So from verse 16 to 19, it means supplication.
二十节到二十一节是祝福 benediction.
Therefore, 20 and 21 are benediction.
那么我们今天因为时间的关系，我们只看十六节到十九节，这个保罗为以弗所教会祷告的这个核心是什么？
So today, we're going to focus on verse 16 through 19.The real meaning or real message of his prayer.
十九节到最后一句话，便叫，就让我们看到他的祷告到了一个高峰，让我们看见他祷告真正的目的到底是什么。
So the verse 19 especially and says that you may be and that connects to the highlights of his prayer.
便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们，充满了我们。
So that all that is filled.May be filled to the full measure of the Lord.
那这一节这一节这一句话和在第一个祷告的最后一句话是彼此呼应。
And verse 19 it corresponds to the last sentence of his first prayer.
所以在第一章二十三节说，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满。
So, for example, on the verse 23rd of the first prayer says.The church is his body and the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
让我们看见教会是个什么。
So he led us to see what the church is.
教会是把神的丰富展现在这个世界的一个工具，一个团体。
So the church is a tool or an organization can manifest the fullness of God.
换句话说，在保罗的心目里面，
In other words, in Paul's mind,
他让我们看见教会一个荣耀的身份和见证。
He led us to see the glorious position, the role the church should play in this world.
对保罗来讲。
To Paul himself,
看见教会就好像看见上帝一样。
See church is like to see the Lord himself.
进到教会就好像进到上帝里面一样。
Enter the church is just like entering the Lord himself.
因为教会的这一个见证和神的荣耀是相等的。
Because the testimony of a church is equal to the glory of God.
但是我们今天看见今天地上的教会不像保罗祷告里面所提到那个教会的光景。
But as you and I can see, the churches are on earth today really cannot match up to the Paul's description.
今天的教会不丰富。
Today's churches are not full.
反过来，今天的教会很贫穷。
On the contrary, most of the churches are poor.
所以保罗在这两个祷告里面都提醒以弗所的教会的弟兄姊妹，教会到底是什么。
So in both of these prayers then, Paul reminded us what a church's definition is.
我们要建立基督的身体。
We need to build up the body of Christ.
请问基督的身体是什么样的？
What is the like of the body of Christ?
所以保罗在这里有个极深的负担，他说叫神一切所充满的，充满在教会的里面。
So Paul has a strong conviction that all that need to be filled will be fully in the church.
怎么可以达到这个境界？怎么可以达到十九节呢？
How do that we then arrive at verse 19, for example?
十六节到十八节就是提到怎么样达到这个境界的一个过程。
Verse 16 to 18 then describe how we then be able to arrive the goal, which is in verse 19.
如果我们看这个讲义。
If we look at this analysis.
因为你要看讲义，你就看见跟看这个圣经的章节的分法有的时候会有一点混乱。
It may not be totally clear in terms of how these things are divided when compared with your Bible.
你看在中文我这个讲义上面写叫你们，下面还有个叫你们，十六节第三行有个叫你们，十七节第二行也有个叫你们。
In the Chinese version says, from these three verses says, I let you, I tell you, I want you to.
那么，但是十七节的叫你们呢，是在十七节的后半段出来的。
But the I tell you in the Chinese version comes from the second part.Verse 17.
所以如果我们按节来看这段经文的话，我们很难想到这个思路是独立的。
So it's difficult to realize that these two things are independent.
Okay, 那这里我们看见两个叫你们，就看见保罗祷告里面有两个平行的思想，要达到十九节这个境界之前有两个提醒。
So in both verse 16 and 17, it says, I want you and I need you to, in both of these places, is going in parallel and lead to the apple, which shows in verse 19.
好，我们看英文。
Let's turn to English.
那么在英文呢，十六节有 I pray that, 然后十七节那个第二行 and I pray that. 所以我们看见这也是一个平行的两个 prayers.
The parallelism shows up in the English version as says in verse 16, I pray that, and verse 17 again says, and I pray that.
当我们看完了这样的一个布局，看完这样一个安排的时候，
as we see such an arrangement or analysis,
弟兄姊妹，我们对这一段的经文就好像已经跨了一大步，我们就了解这一段经文到底在讲什么。
We have indeed made a tremendous progress, if you understand them.
所以换句话说，如何达到丰盛的教会的见证的地步？
In other words, how do we then can arrive the fullness of a church?
十六节到十七节的上半是一个方法。
The first half of verse 16 and the first half of verse 17 describes.Two methods or one method.
然后从十七节的下半段到十九节的上半段，这又是另外一个阶段的一个方法。
It went on to the second point from the second half of verse 17 to the first half of verse 19.
好，我们来看这两部分。
Now let's analyze these two separate places.
十六节和十七节的上半段，保罗说：“叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们的心里。”
It says here in verse 16 and 17a, it says, he may strengthen you with power in your inner being so that Christ might dwell in your hearts through faith.
弟兄姊妹，教会要流露上帝的丰富。
Brothers and sisters, a church should be able to manifest or to witness the fullness of God.
教会如果要见证上帝的荣美，
in order to witness the beauty of God,
保罗在这里提醒我们，第一步，第一个条件，就是每一个教会的成员要跟耶稣基督有一个正常的关系。
So Paul here reminded us, in order for a church to be able to witness for the God, the first thing is the church and the Christ should have a correct relationship.
教会成员的强弱，证明教会外表见证的强弱，这个因果的关系是很合逻辑的。
Indeed, whether the strength of a member of a church can witness the strength of a church itself.
但是保罗在这里更深入地提醒我们。
But Paul here went another step deeper.
他不只是说基督徒要好，基督徒要刚强，他说要你们里面的力量要刚强起来。
Not only that you and I as Christians should be good, but also we should have strength in our inner being.
中文说里面的力量，英文是 inner being。如果在 King James Version 呢，他干脆就把它翻成 inner man， 你里面的人要刚强起来。
Here it says we need the strength within our inner being. In the King James Version says we should be strong within our inner man.
若直译的话，保罗看重每一个基督徒里面有一个人。
So here Paul emphasized, if you translate that directly,that he emphasized the fact within each of you there is a man.
如果从哲学的角度来看，那个 inner being, inner man 就是你我的真我。
So this inner person, this inner man is the true you and I within your and my heart.
所以换句话说，保罗在这里非常强调一件事情，就是那个真正的我在教会里面跟教会的见证有直接密切的关系。
So here Paul emphasized the fact that true you, the true which is deeply within your heart, has tremendous relationship with the witness of the church itself.
但是我们看见今天教会里面，
Yet as we see the church today,
当一个人里面的人不强的时候，他在外面就要装强。
So when a person is weak inside,He tend to become pretentious.
不只是在教会里面，因为我们是活在今天这个时代里面。
Not only this is true within the church, but today for this world.
因为我们今天在这个社会里面，如果我们不让人家觉得我强，我一定吃亏的。
In this society, we have to show other people that we are strong, whether it's truly so inside of you.
尤其我们中国人从东南亚来到美国。
Especially for our us Orientals and come from.
你会发现这个你跑到人家面前跟人家讲小弟不才，这套在这里行不通的。
You understand to be humble does not work in this country.
你今天到美国的社会，你要告诉人家小弟很才，那人家就对你另眼相看。
In this society you have to to proclaim yourself to be truly able, otherwise they will ignore you.
所以这样的一种心态我们不知不觉也带到教会里面来。
And such a mentality then has migrated into churches.
所以呢，当我们里面不强的时候呢，我们外面就要装强。
So even though you feel weak inside, you tend to pretend to be strong.
中文有好多这样的成语。
There are much of the proverbs in Chinese.
都说明这一种的情况。
It describes such a kind of a situation.
什么强装笑脸啦。
You're forced to have a smile.
什么道貌岸然啦。
You might look very solemnly.
什么打肿脸充胖子啦。
You might slap your face to pretend you have a good nutrition.
我差一点想要打他一下耳光。因为一打呢，台湾的立法院的事情就重演在这里。Well, 我们都在装。
We are all very pretentious.
所以今天我们在教会里面，彼此之间没有办法真。
Therefore, we hide the truth of ourselves from others.
弟兄姊妹，站在一个教会牧师的立场，
as a pastor of a church,
我非常非常担心这件事情。
My heart is deeply bothered by such a kind of attitude.
我常常开玩笑说，今天在教会里面，好像台湾公共汽车后面的八个字一样，保持距离，以策安全。
Very often the attitude of people in the church is like what says in the back of the buses in Taipei, keep the distance to be safe.
弟兄姊妹，当一个人里外不一的时候，短期还没有关系，长远下来很痛苦。
So if you are not truly, you're not expressing truly yourself in the long run, it will be very difficult.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们说，教会要复兴，每一个人里面的力量，里面的人要刚强起来。
So in order for a church to revive, to go through a revival, and your inner being should have the proper strength.
那么这个里面的人要怎么样才能够刚强起来呢？
How do we then to obtain the strength with our inner being?
我想十七节上半句我们都非常熟悉。
So the first half of verse 17 is familiar with you.
因为这句话就是答案。
Because that gives the answer.
但是这个答案呢，我们觉得太普通了。
Maybe sometimes we say this answer is so commonly known.
基督因你们的信住在你们心里，这个不是我们很熟悉的一句话吗？
So because of your faith that Christ would dwell in you, that's so familiar.
因为这是成为基督徒的唯一也是最重要的第一个条件。
Because this is the very first and the most important condition for you to become a Christian.
你怎么样成为基督徒？
How do you become a Christian?
我们这个个人布道怎么样劝人接受主？
How does the EE advise people or help other people to become a Christian?
我们就劝他，因着你们的信，耶稣可以住在你的心里，从今以后你就成为一个新造的人。
We tell them because of your faith, the Christ will dwell in your heart, you will become a newborn person.
但是保罗在这里不是为以弗所的非基督徒祷告，他是为以弗所的教会圣徒祷告。
Yet this prayer is devoted not to non-Christians.But to Christians in Ephesus.
为什么基督徒还要被保罗提醒说，因着你们的信，基督要住在你们的心里面呢？
Why should then the Christians to be reminded again?
我觉得这是当我准备到这里的时候，一个很大的一个挑战。
It is indeed a challenge to me as I come to this point.
因为这句话，我是向非基督徒要成为基督徒的那一刹那给他的挑战。
Because this has always been a challenge.From us to non-Christians.
但是保罗在这里却对基督徒说，但愿因着你们的信，耶稣基督可以住在你们的心里面。
But yet Paul says here, so that Christ might dwell in you through your faith.
关键在哪里？
What is the important point here?
那个关键就在一个字。
The turning point resides on one word.
就十七节上半节的里面讲到一个住字 ，dwell 住字。
The real key is the word dwelled in you.
这个 dwell 这个字呢，跟圣经里面其他 live in 或者是 living， 那么这个字不太一样。
Dwell has a deeper meaning than just living in the place.
当我好好去查这个原文这一个字的时候
，as I look into the original words for describing this word，
我发现就是保罗说这句话一个。最重要的一个原因
and that discovered the most important reason why Paul said so.
Dwell 这个字，如果翻译成英文的话，就是 settle down， 然后呢 feel at home 的意思。
Dwell goes beyond just live in the place. It means you settle there and you really take that as a part of your home.
如果用中文来翻译的话，就是说。因着你们的信，让基督能够安家在你的里面，你的心里面。
So in a direct translation using the Chinese description, that because your faith, so the Lord can take your heart as His living place, as His home.
不错，借着他的灵，耶稣基督进到我们里面，我们成为一个新的人，成为一个基督徒。
Indeed, through His Spirit, He comes to within our heart, so we become a new person.
但是保罗在这里提醒我们。
Then Paul goes deeper to remind us.
耶稣借着他的灵在我们里面，他能不能够安家
whether the through his spirit that the Christ can take our heart as his own home.
他能不能够在你的心里面 settle down? 他能不能够在你心里面更深一层的说能不能够 feel at home?
So whether he could really take your heart as feeling to be his home.
他在你心里面舒不舒服。
Whether he feels comfortable
in the heart of God.
Whether he is feel truly at home.
这是保罗在这里所说的。
This is what Paul had taught us.
我准备到这里的时候。
As I came to here.
我突然想到可以说是我属灵的一个老师寇世远弟兄说过一句这样的话。
And Bishop Cole has once mentioned about this story.
我觉得这句话很有智慧。
I find that this story is full of wisdom.
因为这句话呢越来越靠近我可以用的
because it comes closer for me to be able to apply.
OK, 你听他怎么讲哈
Please listen.
他说每一次我跟我太太要去看孙子
Every time when my wife and I are going to visit our grandson,
我们总是彼此提醒
We always remind each other,
不要说我们去儿子家要强调我们去媳妇家
Do not just say we go to visit our son,But rather say we go to visit our daughter-in-law.
你们懂他的意思吗？你说儿子家跟媳妇家不是一样吗？不是同样一个家吗
？You ask me what the difference is.
他说，当我们提醒说我们到媳妇家的时候，我们到他们家里面会舒服很多。
He says, as we mentioned that we go to the house of a daughter-in-law, we will feel more at home.
不是说他们的媳妇不孝顺他们。
We're not saying that she did not respect us.
这一对这个长辈，他们很有智慧的说，我到我的儿子家，我不希望在那里安家，我不希望影响到他们的生活。
Because it says when we go to visit them, we're not going there to settle down to affect their life.
所以我说这句话对我越来越靠近。
I think this situation is getting closer to me.
不是说我儿子有女朋友了，到底年龄上是很靠近。
Age-wise, I'm getting closer. Whether my son has any girlfriend or not is a different matter.
但是对我们两个人来讲，我们常常预先就提醒我们自己。
So my wife and I had constantly reminding each of us.
这是一个做客做主的问题。
This is a question of whether you are the host or you're a guest.
耶稣基督进到我们心里面，不以做客为满足。
So the Lord.Will not be satisfied if he comes to our heart only as a guest.
所以换句话说，保罗在这里强调的一件事情
，So here Paul emphasized
是讲到基督的主权 ，the lordship of Christ.
He's talking about the lordship of Christ.
耶稣基督在你我的 feel at home.
In every aspect of our life, though, whether the Lord can feel that he is at home.
如果每一个基督徒跟神的关系能够建立在这样一个认识和经历上，这个教会一定不一样。
So if your experience can be built upon in a way that the Lord is taking your heart as his home, then the church is going to be different.
If he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. 有一句话说，如果他不是所有的一切的主，他就根本不是主。
In other words, if he's not the Lord,
if he's not Lord of all, he's
if he's not the Lord of all, of all things, and he's not a Lord at all.
弟兄姊妹，我不是在这里讲行为的这个律法，不是讲律法主义。
We're not here describing about the law or the legalism aspect.
这是一个真理的两面。
This indeed is two sides of a truth.
你心里相信耶稣从死里复活。
You believe that he has risen from death.
口里认耶稣为主。
You have proclaimed him to be your Lord.
然后是得救的人
Then you are saved.
这是罗马书十章告诉我们的话
This is indeed described in the scriptures.
但是弟兄姊妹在这里给我们一个很深的一个提醒
But yet here is a strong reminder.
到底我们是怎么样的基督徒
What kind of Christians are we?
今天教会里面我觉得需要两千年前保罗的这样一个祷告
And today, in today's church, we need the same prayer that Paul has offered 2,000 years ago.
我们有时间跟大家多讲，因为下面还要提到第二部分。
So now we should march on to the second half.
但是原谅我再强调一遍。
Let me emphasize again, though.
到底你对耶稣基督的主权是怎么样的认识，是怎么样
的体会。
So what is your recognition and the realization of the Lordship of Christ?
我曾经碰到一个在教会里面多年听到一直没有公开表示接受主的一个朋友说这样一句话。
Once I met a friend, he has been in the church for many years, but he has never declared a Christian opening.
他说我在教会那么久。
He said, I have been going to your church for so long.
我听到听了很多，我也看了不少。
I have listened to the sermons and I have been watchful for much of what is happening.
我没有看到有几个基督徒让我心仪的。
I have not seen many of you that I truly admire.
他说如果我要真的做基督徒。
If I wanted to be a true Christian, a Christian.
因为他道听的太多了，所以他这些基督教的术语他都懂。
Because he's been in the church for so long, he understands all the jargons.
他说除非我真的肯把我自己完全降服在他的主权之下，我不愿意做基督徒。
Unless I can truly dedicate and bow myself down into his lordship, I don't want to become a Christian.
保罗在第一章第一个祷告提醒我们要看基督。
In his first prayer, Paul reminded us to set up our eyes upon the Lord.
他要我们向上看。
He told us to look up.
要坐在天父上帝的右边。
The one who is sitting next to God.
第二个祷告。
In the second prayer,
他要我们看基督。
He asked us to behold Christ.
就基督不是在天上。
At this time, Christ is not described as up in heaven.
第二个祷告，基督在我们的心里。
The second prayer, the Christ himself should be in our heart.
我们向上看，我们向里面看。
We should look up.And also look inside of ourselves.
我们看十七节下半段到十九节的上半段。
So let's move on to the second half, verse 17, and the first half to the first half of verse 19.
叫你们的爱心有根有基，能与和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的。
So I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide, long, high, and deep in the love of Christ.And to know this love that surpasses knowledge.
如果你看我这个发给各位的讲义的话
，If you now turn back to the handout again,
我们在这里很清楚的看见明白基督的爱，并知道这爱是平行的。
So we here it says to understand the love of the Lord.
然后呢，中文后面有两个是。第一个事是何等长阔高深，第二个事是过于人所能测度的。
It says here that have two parallelisms. One is how wide, long, high, and deep, and second thing says how that love surpasses all the knowledge.
教会的见证要刚强，第一步要看我们个人跟基督的关系怎么样。
So the first step to strengthen our witness is to see how is our relationship with Christ.
教会要刚强，第二步要看我们基督徒相互的关系要怎么样。
So the second step of strengthening this inner being is to examine the relationship among fellow Christians.
原来我再说一遍。
Let me say this again.
从这个祷告归纳出这两点。
From this prayer, we can conclude these following two points.
让教会能够把上帝的丰富流露出来。
So to have the church to be able to witness the fullness of God.
第一步要看每一个成员跟基督的关系来决定。
The first step is to judge upon the relationship between Christ and every Christian.
第二步是在看你们彼此之间相互的关系来决定。
The second is judging from the relationship among fellow Christians.
第一步与信心有关。
The first point.Is related with faith.
第二步与爱心有关。
And the second point relates with love.
第一步是个人的见证。
And the second, the first one, is your personal witnesses.
第二步是群体的见证。
And the second point constitutes the witness from a whole group as a church.
我们花一点时间看看这一两节的圣经。
And let's focus on those scriptures.
他说叫你们的爱心提到什么有根有基。
So here it says that your love is being rooted and established.
Rooted and established 在原来的意思是什么呢？
What was the original meaning of talking about to be rooted and established?
Root 是讲到植物界或者种耕种田地这一方面来说的。
Roots clearly relates with plants that grown on earth.
那么基呢？那个有根有基的基呢？那个是 foundation， 是讲建筑盖房子说的。
Established means something is being built upon, like a foundation of a house.
所以保罗在这里从两个角度来看基督徒的爱。
So Paul described the love of Christians from two different aspects.
过去半年来，因为我们住在新堂的地方，所以天天看这个礼拜堂慢慢盖起来。
So for the past few months, we have witnessed the growing of a church building up.
我印象最深的就是他们怎么样打基础。
My deepest impression was how they built the foundation for the building.
花很多的时间挖土，花很多的时间去测量，然后把那个很稳的基础把它盖上去。
They spent much of the time to measure.To dig it and to build this firm foundation.
从植物的角度来看，如果爱没有根，它没有办法长出果实来。
From a point of view of a plant with a root, if a plant does not have a root, there's no way the plant could grow, not to mention to bear fruit.
如果从建筑的角度来看
，From a point of view of a building,
如果我们没有好的基础。将来我们的建造是经不起考验的。
Without a firm foundation, the building will collapse.
而且在这里，他给我们看见根和基的图画是一个什么样的图画呢
？What are the different descriptions of roots and established?
根和基不是一眼就可以看到。
The root or a foundations cannot be seen obviously.
一般的根都是在土底下。
Most of the roots are buried in the ground.
房子的根基最后也是埋在土底下和埋在这些上面建筑的下面。
So are the foundations of a building. They're also being buried in the ground.
很多时候我们见不到每一个弟兄姊妹真正灵里面深处的光景。
Much of the time we do not know your true spiritual situation because it's embedded deeply.
因为我们今天活在一个我们喜欢看得见的这样的一个果效的世界里面。
It's a world that what you can behold is what lets you to believe.
所以我们不知不觉我们就忽略我们隐秘处与神之间的关系。
So eventually we begin to neglect what our inner being can communicate with the Lord.
你今天如何？我今天如何？我们在外面看不出来。
Your spiritual situation and mine cannot be seen obviously.
弟兄姊妹，我常常说，等到有一天考验临到。
Brothers and sisters, and I often mention that one day such a test will come.
年轻的弟兄姊妹，感情受到挫折的时候。
And when the young people when they encounter difficulties in their love life.
弟兄姊妹在课业的生活上。遇到挫折的时候
when you encounter difficulties in your studies or your pursuit of studies
年长的人婚姻开始出焦有问题的时候
when the marriage life of middle-aged people for example is getting in trouble
如果我们年长的人在工作受到威胁的时候
or the grown-ups when they face the job difficulties
我们发现这些事情临到我们就显出我们的信仰到底根基在哪里
When such difficulties are facing you, that is the time you realize whether your faith is rooted.
侍奉主二十八年
I've served the Lord for 28 years.
每一次讲道都很紧张
And I feel nervous each time when I have to give a sermon.
很多人不相信
Maybe you don't believe me.
说你二十八年，你随便到台上开嘴一开，道就出来。
For 28 years of that much of an experience, all you had to do just open your mouth.
你知道我们这些讲得多的人，我们的责任也很重。
You also should realize that the more we preach, the more responsibilities we bear.
因为我讲得越多，在你的心目里面，你外面对我的认识是一个相当的一个认识。
So the more I speak on the pulpit, the more you would know me for my outer appearances.
你可以软弱十段，比如说我只要软弱一段，大概你就已经马上撤出来。
And you can be very, very weak in your heart, and but not be noticeable. Yet it's not the same for me.
弟兄姊妹，在这里并不那么高， 站在台上并不是很快活的事情。
Brother and sister, standing on a pulpit is not a very easy task.
换句话说，我们的根基，那个你们看不到的那个部分，我们需要相形之下更多。
So we need an even firmer foundation and roots in order to be able to do this.
这个 Moody, 19世纪的布道家，有一次他的学生来找他。
Once the 19th century evangelist Moody, his student came to see him.
他说，老师，哎呀，感谢主啊，我现在发现我的忍耐有进步。
He says, praise the Lord, my teacher, that I feel that my patience had been improved.
那个 Moody 说，很好，很好，感谢主。
Moody says, well, thank the Lord then.
后来他就离开了。
Then he left.
他离开的时候。
And after he left.
那 Moody 从楼上就一盆冷水。
Before he left, then Moody took a bucket of water and poured right on top of his head. So he looked up and started to scold.
什么人瞎了眼睛?
Who has blindsided?
一看是 Moody.
And he realized it was Moody himself.
这个见证什么意思?
What do we mean? What is this message for this story?
你讲得很好听。
It's easy for you to say something.
而到底你的根基在哪里?
Where is really the foundation of what you preach?
我在准备的时候我很怕。
So I feel nervous when I prepare this.
因为等下出去的时候有很多人要倒水在我身上。
I hope you will not pour water on him.
但是每一次我们遇到这样的一些打击和挫折的时候。
But each time when we encounter such difficulties.
弟兄姊妹，显明你的根基在哪里。
And that will show whether you truly have a foundation.
所以神许可患难临到你，你懂这个意思吗？
Therefore, the Lord permits tribulations to happen.
所以神许可疾病临到你。
Therefore, the Lord permits the sicknesses to happen, even on Christians.
保罗然后进一步讲到这个爱，他说与众圣徒一同来明白。
So then Paul went on and says,We may all together with all the sense to grasp the meaning.
保罗在这里强调，我们要学这个爱，不是你一个人可以学会。
So Paul emphasized to understand the love is not just by yourself.
有些东西你一个人可以学会。
And some of the things you can just learn it by yourself.
有些东西你要跟别人一起配合才学。
And some of the other things, then you really have to grasp it with your fellow Christians.
我记得二十几年前我们在新加坡神学院毕业的时候。
So more than 20 years ago, as we graduated from Philippine Discipleship Training Center.
Singapore. 跟菲律宾有关系 anyway. 那么我们毕业呢要有一个毕业的一个联欢会。
So we're going to have a party after the graduation.
那么我们这些毕业生呢就被安排要提供节目。
So the graduates were assigned to provide programs.
那么我们一个毕业班的同学呢一个弟兄呢他就说好，我来设计一个节目。
So one of our fellow graduates and volunteered to design a program.
他设计一个什么节目呢
？What did he do?
菲律宾的竹子舞。Bamboo dance. I don't know what you call that.
The bamboo dancing style of the Philippines.
那么有两个人，一个在这边，一个在这边，用竹子。好。
The two people, each of their hands holding a piece of bamboo, and they dance.
如果人多一点，另外两个人，这个相插，那么也拿两个竹子。
You can have two more other people standing in a crossways and do likewise.
他们就找我去中间去跳。
And I was chosen to dance among the bamboos.
后来我才发现，他们那天是要整我。
Then I realized they were just trying to catch my feet.
因为你的脚如果不对的话
，If you have made any mistakes with your feet steps,
那么他那个竹子哐哐哐哐哐哐就把你夹在里面
，And your foot will get caught in between the bamboos.
所以你在学那个舞蹈的时候
，As you were practicing for that dance,
你一个人会不行的
，And just you know how to do it is not enough.
你要跟别的人一起配合，对不对 ，Albert？
You have to cooperate with others.
我们希望什么时候菲律宾的华侨来预备一下，我们请 Albert 在中间跳。
Albert has been nominated to be the dancer.
我提到这里到底是什么？
What do I mean by mentioning this?
弟兄姊妹，有很多事情你一个人可以学的。
Much of the things you can indeed learn by yourself.
但是基督的爱要我们一同在主的面前来学习。
But the love of Christ requires all of us to learn together.
从今年复活节开始。
Starts from the Easter.
我一直在想一件事情。
I have been constantly reminded of one thing.
教会成员的多元性。
The church is consisted of people from a multitude of backgrounds.
这是好听一点，如果难听一点，教会成员的复杂性。
Or you says the complexity of the backgrounds of the people in a church.
你想想看，性别有男有女。
Just imagine they're male and females.
你看年龄有老有少。
And they're older, they're younger.
那么种族有红黄黑白棕。
The variety of races of different colors.
那么个性有激进的，有保守的。
There are liberals and conservatives.
这个翻译很不忠实。职业有白领的，有蓝领的。
Maybe white collar or blue collar workers.
有一次有一个人说，大家都叫我，大家都知道我是白领阶级。
And says, one person says, all of them know that I'm a white collar worker.
说只有我家洗衣服的欧巴桑，他不承认我是白领。
Only the maid in my house, she does not recognize me as a white collar worker.
你不懂。因为他洗的衣服那领子都不是白的。那么，在北美华人教会的里面
，in the Chinese churches in North America，
我们说有 ABC， 有 OBC。
They're American-born Chinese or overseas-born Chinese。
我们今天在教会还有一些 ABA。
They are ABAs， whatever that is。
就是美国生的美国人。American-born Americans。在那样的一种多元性的里面
，in such a situation，
我们怎么样学爱呢？
How do we learn to love?
弟兄姊妹，也就在这种多元性里面，我们才真正能够学到爱。
Indeed, it offers the unique opportunities that we can indeed learn how to love.
保罗在这里说，前面说你们的爱，后来讲到基督的爱，很明显给我们看见这是两种不同的爱。
So Paul first mentioned about your love, love in you, and later he mentioned about the Christ's love.
弟兄姊妹
，indeed different.
我们不是照着自己的选择来选择我们的弟兄和姐妹。
Isn't that sometimes we make our own choices of who we want them to be our brothers and sisters?
神把我们这些人放在一起。
The Lord had put all of us together.
单独你跟神之间的关系要好。
Individually, you should have a good relationship with the Lord.
我们也盼望彼此之间能够学习爱的功课。
Horizontally, we should also learn how to love one another.
让我们所建立的基督的身体成为上帝丰富的流露。
So the body of Christ that is built upon us can manifest the fullness of Christ.
我们记得保罗在第一章十五节称赞以弗所教会说：“你们是信从主耶稣、亲爱众圣徒的教会。”
We remember in the first chapter, and Paul had praised them to have faith in the Lord and have love for all the saints.
在这里再一次提醒。什么叫做信从主耶稣？什么叫做亲爱众圣徒
？So here again, he reminded us, what does it really mean to have the faith in the Lord and have the love for all the fellow Christians?
也只有这样，我们可以真正的把丰富的上帝从我们教会里面流露出去。
Only in such a way that the fullness of a God can be manifested through us.
我今天特别选一首比较轻快的一首诗歌。好吧，我们一同翻到349首。
Hymn 349。
这首诗歌特别提到我们每一个人属灵的经历。
And this hymn specially describes our personal experiences in the Lord.
349首。
349。
我们唱第一节和第三节
，verses 1 and 3。
那第一节呢，唱到第二页的最后一行之前，我们就换到第三节。